Lord, this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world, but that ain't my truck. That's my girl, my whole world, but that ain't my truck.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Evacuation orders have been lifted for thousands of people in Ocean County, New Jersey, who are told to leave their homes because of a growing wildfire. Kelly Mendoza, one of the evacuees whose power was also cut, says she's not the one people should be thinking about.
Just pray for the firefighters and the police that are all fighting this fire, and they get it under control, and God be with them.
Thousands of faithful filing past the casket of Pope Francis as he lies in state at St. Peter's Basilica. Most did not know him personally, but Sister Jeanette Gaudette did.
He was somebody that I will never forget because he was so personal and funny. Personal and funny and full of joy and hope.
The Pope's funeral will be held on Saturday. The market's pointing higher following a strong day on Tuesday, as Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told a group of bankers that he doesn't think the current situation with tariffs between the U.S. and China is sustainable. This is ABC News. The conservative majority of the Supreme Court appearing to side with parents in Maryland who argued they should be able to opt their children out of public elementary school classes if they're learning lessons involving storybooks that feature characters from the LGBTQ community. So-called doomsday mom convicted of helping to murder her own children has been convicted of a new crime, this time the murder of her fourth husband. ABC's Alex Stone.
Guilty is the verdict from the jurors in Maricopa County, Arizona. They were polled by the judge. They all said that, yes, that is what they agree with. That is what they decided on after about 6 hours of deliberating. She sat, Lori Vallow Daybell, in the courtroom, not showing a lot of emotion, her long blonde hair. She walked in with a whole bunch of documents. She represented herself.
Daybell could get 25 years for this, but is already serving multiple terms for killing her children and playing a role in the death of her fifth husband as well. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On Friday, April 18th at 8:38 a.m., the Sawyer County Communications Center received a 911 call from an iPhone crash detector indicating that the owner of the iPhone had been involved in a crash and was not responding. Sawyer County deputies, assisted by the Sawyer County Ambulance Service, responded to the location plotting near 6505 West on County Highway B in the town of Winter. Upon arrival, deputies found that a 2016 Honda CR-V that had been traveling eastbound on County Highway B left the roadway while negotiating a slight curve, entered the south ditch of the eastbound lane, and struck a driveway, which resulted in it becoming airborne and overturning several times before striking several trees and coming to rest. The driver and lone occupant of the vehicle, Anjani S. Del Real, 26, of Lac du Flambeau, sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced deceased at the scene. The crash remains under investigation by the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office and the Sawyer County Medical Examiner's Office. This Friday at 2 p.m., the Phillips Public Library invites you to grab a friend and join them for Spring Bingo. This will feature some light refreshments and the opportunity to win some fun prizes. Once again, this is taking place Friday at 2 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. A new ruling yesterday from the Wisconsin Supreme Court dealt with the unique powers given to our governors, and their decision should support school funding for hundreds of years. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
When he was signing the state budget, Governor Tony Evers used his veto powers to lock in school funding for the next 400 years. And now the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules that was legal. Wisconsin is the only state where the governor has line item veto powers, meaning a governor can just cross out words or punctuation or numbers or parts of a bill and change its meaning. The court was split along party lines. Soon-to-be Chief Justice Jill Karofsky wrote that this move was within the bounds of the Wisconsin Constitution. Meanwhile, Justice Brian Hagedorn said the state constitution does not allow for this power. Historically, it's been used by both Republicans and Democrats. The governor's veto means that school funding will increase $325 per pupil per year until 2425. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Brian Noel Ketz, age 62 of Park Falls, died at his home on April 18th. He is survived by four children, Julie Doss, Emily Clemens, James Ketz, and by Elizabeth Shreen. Further survived by 10 grandchildren and by four siblings, Cheryl Hallwax, Warren Butch Ketz Jr., by Renee Furman, and by Michael Ketz, and further survived by his many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Brian Noel Ketz, age 62, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Another slow start for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs. The Bucks fell behind early and tried playing catch up again. They lost to the Pacers 123-115. Head coach Doc Rivers.
We've gotten up to two poor starts, and we got to make an adjustment there for sure.
Bucks center Brooke Lopez.
They've been the aggressor. We haven't. You know, we keep spotting them 10-point leads at least. The beginning of the third, and that's pretty much the game. It's tough when we start the game like that, when we start the half like that, and obviously we got to change that.
Indy now leads the series 2-0. Game 3 Friday night in Milwaukee. Baseball. The Brewers with a decisive 11-3 win over the Giants. The crew with an 8-run rally in the 6th. Most of the batters facing a 2-strike, 2-out count.
I mean, that's baseball. You have to be a 2-out, 2-strike hitter. You have to do things. The inning's not over with 2 outs, nobody on. The inning's not over with, you got to be willing to do that kind of stuff.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, doubleheader of baseball and softball yesterday. You heard the games here, and we'll archive them at 98QCountry.com a little bit later on this morning. It was Shawamigan sweeping Phillips in baseball action. Shawamigan winning it 11-4 and 10-0, and Phillips winning the softball side of it in a sweep by a score of 14-6 and 18-11. So a lot of good action there. And Phillips from yesterday, again, we'll have those game archived later today with Steve Jetland and Jeff Hakenen and the crew. Other baseball action yesterday, Spooner beat Ashland 5-0. It was Medford topping Antigo 10-9. On the softball side, it was Mellon topping Cornell Lake Holcomb Co-op 11-0. Lakeland topped Pines 25-1. At Medford beating the Antigo girls softball team 10-2. And Tomahawk gets a win over Gail Ettrick Trempolo 9-1. Girls soccer yesterday, Rhinelander defeated Lakeland by a score of 1-0. Northwood's
weather. Partly cloudy and a little warmer today. We'll get to the mid-60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers possible with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high in the upper 50s to right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34. 98 Q Country.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper. I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet in the middle. It's been 7 years tomorrow since we set our vows. Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet. You'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long when we meet in the middle. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
Doth be talk like Shakespeare Day. A day to remember the immortal playwright Shakespeare's day of birth by attempting to speaketh like the bard. And wherefore, you ask? Because Shakespeare gave us the gift of truly magnificent sounding insults, such as this. Boss, I say to thee, sirrah, I liketh thee not, for thou art a beetle-headed canker blossom, a villainous rump-fed clotpole, and a paunchy pox-marked popinjay. Who doth not love that? Felicitations on thy natal day, good Shakespeare. May this day be as you like it.
Attention, please.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
Oh, happy hump day.
98Q Country.
We'll be right back.
Can you hear me now?
Rascal Flatts,
Toby Keith,
Martina McBride.
I play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98 Q Country.
I don't want to spend another lonely night.
Ooh. I've got the lights turned up, the doors locked, the bedroom TV's on. Doing the only thing that gets me through the night since you've been gone. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night. Daylight.
Praying for daylight.
I made a bad miscalculation, betting you would never leave. Cause if you're getting on with your new life, then where does that leave me? So I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night praying for daylight. As I love you,
you know I love you,
and that you must be lying somewhere looking up to heaven too.
Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night.
Rascal Flatts here at 98Q Country. Good morning to you. 25 after 7. It is a Wednesday, and we are going to do a little reality radio today. Folks from Hooves of Joy will join us to fill us in on the very special event. We talked with them last week, and we will get you updated on that, what's going on this week. Also, Bros and Bros going on this weekend at St. Croix Rods. We're going to be out there broadcasting from the event. We'll have information with the folks from St. Croix Rods about that upcoming during Reality Radio. We'll see if we can talk a little Shawamigan sports with our Shawamigan AD Darren Patterson. A couple of big doubleheaders yesterday, baseball and softball. So lots to come, some good local stuff on Reality Radio today. What do you got going on here? Let's see, I'm looking at some of the news headlines and seeing what I want to talk about here. No. Let me just give you a little tip, all right? If you're calling your bookie, if you're calling your bookie and you're placing a bet on who the next pope would be, it might be time to reevaluate. I'm just saying. I just saw a headline here that gamblers around the world placing bets on who the next pope will be. If that's a wager you're placing, might be time to reach out for a little bit of help. what else here? Health Secretary RFK Jr. announced yesterday plans to get rid of all synthetic dyes. Synthetic dyes. So we'll let you delve into what exactly that'll mean for the world. Also, over 600 cases of measles now in Texas. This is something, 624. This was an area of the country that had a very low vaccination rate for measles. And now the number of cases has risen to over 600. Today is Administrative Professionals Day today. So celebrate however you feel necessary. Dealing with some wildfires out east in New Jersey. Wildfire in southern New Jersey near Toms River, causing about 8,500 acres to burn and forcing thousands to flee their homes. So those are some of the news headlines that we'll be talking about here today. The flushing of the mains continues here in Park Falls, so keep in mind, you may lose a little water pressure. You may have a little water discoloration. Some areas may even lose some water temporarily as they take care of that in their second week of doing that stuff. We do have quite a few events going on around the area, so we'll talk about some of those coming up during Reality Radio here this morning. Like we said, a couple of good baseball-softball games last night. Some of the parents may have... the temperature warmed up to the low 50s. The comfort level of being outside for those games was not horrible. Although when that sun went down, I think some of you may be seeing a little bit different. But a lot of good local action yesterday. Doing what we do in northern Wisconsin, we jam a lot of stuff into a small period, a small frame. We're going to have more action for you coming up next Tuesday. That's our local coverage when Prentice and Schwamigan will play next Tuesday and Thursday. Some more doubleheaders for you right here. And over on Trail Mix 103.1, we did a delayed version of the Gray Area yesterday. That's archived for you if you want to listen back to it. I think it was good. Gray and I had a lot of fun. And when we ended the segment, we looked at each other and said, that was fun. That was pretty good. So I think you'll enjoy it. You might get a chuckle out of it. We cover all kinds of different areas. We cover whatever we put on our Gray Area spreadsheet, thoughts and ramblings from the whole week. And we talked about the crazy robin that lives at my house. Oh, those crazy robins. And others. So might want to check that out. If you're kind of an on-demand type person, you like to listen to podcasts and stuff, you know, you just click and you want to hear it right now, go to 98qcountry.com under podcast. A lot of good stuff for you right there. Twice an hour, we get you updated on what's going on around the area, around the world. So let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Evacuation orders have been lifted for thousands of people in Ocean County, New Jersey, who are told to leave their homes because of a growing wildfire. Kelly Mendoza, one of the evacuees whose power was also cut, says she's not the one people should be thinking about.
Just pray for the firefighters and the police that are all fighting this fire and they get it under control, and God be with them.
Thousands of faithful filing past the casket of Pope Francis as he lies in state at St. Peter's Basilica. Most did not know him personally, but Sister Jeanette Gaudet did.
He was somebody that I will never forget because he was so personal and funny. Personal and funny and full of joy and hope.
The Pope's funeral will be held on Saturday. The market's pointing higher following a strong day on Tuesday, as Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told a group of bankers that he doesn't think the current situation with tariffs between the U.S. and China is sustainable. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The City of Park Falls Department of Public Works is reminding all NOLA Cemetery lot owners that all artificial flowers, baskets, and planters should be removed by May 5th per NOLA Cemetery rules and regulations. Articles that are not removed will be discarded. After May 19th, anyone wishing to reestablish items is free to do so. They thank you for your cooperation. The city would also like to urge that you clean up your property at this time. City trucks will be hauling leaves, yard waste, and garden waste left at the curb line or alley from May 12th until May 23rd. All leaves, yard waste, and garden waste must be in bags and set out for collection within that time period. No rocks, concrete, dirt, animal waste, or any material from remodeling or construction will be picked up. The city will also be chipping brush during this time. Chipping of routine yard brush will be done at no charge for any quantity under 5 cubic yards. Chips will be removed unless otherwise requested. All brush must be placed on the boulevard or alley with the butt end facing the street or alley. If you would like to haul your own brush and yard waste, there is a dump site available 7 days a week behind the city garage. Please look for signs. Saturday, May 10th at 4 p.m., the Glidden Fire Department and VFW Post 7300 are hosting their 5th annual Steak Fry. This is $25 and will feature a ribeye dinner with all the fixings and coffee. And there will be prizes on the wheel through the night. Drinks are available at the cash bar. Doors open at 4 p.m., food serving from 5 to 8 p.m. Only 200 tickets are available, and there are limited tickets available at the door. Pre-sale tickets are available. You can call or text Kelly Crom at 715-663-0527. Or John Pankritz at 715-663-1019. Food proceeds go to Fort Town Fire Department, and drink proceeds go to VFW Post 7300. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 10th at 4 p.m. over on 174 West 1st Street in Glidden. The Republican Party of Wisconsin introduced a new process for replacing local party officials last week. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The new rules were approved by the state Republican Party's executive committee in an attempt to cut down on what they call egregious behavior and infighting between state party leadership and local officials and organizers. The new code of conduct requires local, regional, and state party members to treat other party officials with respect, support candidates endorsed by the party, and prohibits harassment of other party members.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Another slow start for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs. The Bucks fell behind early and tried playing catch up again. They lost to the Pacers 123-115. Head coach Doc Rivers.
We've gotten up to two poor starts, and we got to make an adjustment there for sure.
Bucks center Brooke Lopez.
They've been the aggressor. We haven't. You know, we keep spotting them 10-point leads at least. The beginning of the third, and that's pretty much the game. It's tough when we start the game like that, when we start the half like that, and obviously we got to change that.
Indy now leads the series 2-0. Game 3 Friday night in Milwaukee. Baseball. The Brewers with a decisive 11-3 win over the Giants. The crew with an 8-run rally in the 6th. Most of the batters facing a 2-strike, 2-out count.
I mean, that's baseball. You have to be a 2-out, 2-strike hitter. You have to do things. The inning's not over with 2 outs, nobody on. The inning's not over with, you got to be willing to do that kind of stuff.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports on Mike Clemens.
And on the local scene last night, we had a doubleheader of baseball action over on Trail Mix 103.1. Shawamigan sweeps Phillips 11-4 and 10-0. Other area action, Spooner beat Ashland baseball 5-0, and it was Medford over Antigo 10-9. Softball, Phillips sweeping Shawamigan. Lots of scoring in this. Lots of runs, 14-6 and 18-11, the final of the two contests. So Phillips gets the softball sweep yesterday. Mellon tops Cornell Lake Holcomb 11-0. It was Lakeland topping the Northland Pines girls softball team 25-1. Medford a winner over Antigo 10-2. And the Tomahawk girls beat Gale Electric Trempolo 9-1. And the girls soccer action, Rhinelander was a winner yesterday in girls soccer 1-0 over the Lakeland T-Bird girls soccer team.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WisCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WisCaregiver.com.
Partly cloudy and a little warmer today. We'll get to the mid-60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers possible with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high in the upper 50s to right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
98Q Country.
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then, it's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said daddies don't just love their children every now and then, it's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates, when suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then, it's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98Q Country.
Bet you think I'm sitting at home, no. Bet you think that I'm all alone, no. Bet you think I'm missing you and wishing you would call my phone. Hell no. I went wheels up on a runway and that ticket was a one way. I'm somewhere on a beach sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty. She got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting sun, getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on a beach.
Heard you called my boys, heard you called my folks. They said you drove by my house real slow. You can check any spot, roll down every road, but girl, I ain't even close. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty, and she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on the beach. I wish it could've worked out, but I'm getting over you now. On a beach towel, my shades on, my drink's up and the sun's out. I'm somewhere on the beach. I'm somewhere on the beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty, and she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on the beach. Yeah, I'm somewhere on the beach.
Q Country.
I got me a brand new car, waiting in the driveway, shining like a bright new star. I've been wishing on it every day, to take me away from here. So I called in to where I work, told a little white lie. Know my back don't really hurt, but that's my alibi. My temporary ticket to anywhere but there. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end, call it what you want, I made up my mind. I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights to go and nonstop. No work at all, please. I don't have to be me till Monday. Can do what I wanna do, be who I wanna be. I got no one to answer to. Soon as I turn the key, a cash machine, gasoline, and we're out of here. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end. Baby, you and me, we can leave it all behind. 'Cause I don't have to be me. Face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights going nonstop. No work at all, please. I don't have to be me till Monday. Going nonstop, no work at all, play. I don't have to be me till Monday.
day.
Steve Azar and 98Q Country. That's us. 60. Lost my train of thought there for a moment. 66 is our temperature today, right around there for the high temperature. That sun is being a little bit stubborn about coming out here this morning, but it will, and the day shall be good weather-wise. The rest of it, well, I can't, you got to take care of that stuff. 50s at least for tomorrow and Friday, and probably some 60s mixed in there too. I think spring is coming. Have you planted anything yet? Have you stuck some seeds in the ground? It's kind of a dangerous game. You got to be careful of the hardiness of the seed. I guess growing up, I always thought that radishes and carrots and lettuce, you could always throw those in the ground pretty early, right? Plus, if they do get fried, they have a pretty quick turnaround. I mean, I was surprised. I put some radish seeds in the ground yesterday, and I was surprised in the package when it said 4 to 6 days you could see some sprouts coming up. It's just like, well, that's getting her done right there. So we're going to see. I'm testing an area of the yard that I think the soil is good. Anytime you put a shovel on the ground and there's a worm in there in that shovel, you know, it's probably pretty good. So I'm hopeful. Our Brewer bus trip is June 21st. We have an update, a bit of an adjustment and an update. The Brewer bus trip this year, June 21st, I will be on the bus hosting it. So I'm your man. I'm your man. There may be someone else with me. We're not sure about that yet, but I will be hosting the Brewer bus trip this year. Brewers, Twins, Target Field in Minneapolis. Now, that's, well, you determine whether that's good news or bad news. Here's the thing. We got 52 people that we can let on the bus. We have 17 signed up right now. And I'll be honest, that's not as many as I thought we would. So we got to fill this thing up, or at least come really, really close anyway, in order to take it. Otherwise, we got to refund money and we're not going to go. So if you want to be a part of it, if you've been thinking about it, please don't delay. June 1st is the official cutoff. So we need to know by June 1st if we are going to take the bus. So that gives you a little over a month yet to figure it out, because June 1st is we lock in the bus and we lock in the Brewer, the Twins tickets. So Brewers, Twins, we're going to Minneapolis. We're going to Target Field. It's one day, Saturday, June 21st. We're going to leave at about 8 in the morning, swing through Phillips, pick up people there at about 8:20 or so, go on over there, 1 o'clock game time. We'll be back by 8 o'clock, 8 or 9 at night, depending on how long the game lasts. And we'd love to have you be a part of it. And I'm confident that we will fill the bus. We've never failed to fill at least one any year that we've done this in the 20-plus years we've done our Brewer bus trip. Any questions, 98QCountry.com. You can stop in or give us a call at 715-762-3221. $100 a person. That includes your ticket, the ride on the bus, and the parking. Literally, the Krug bus, it almost drops you off. Like right at home plate. I mean, all right, you might have to walk. That'd be a stretch. You might have to walk just a little bit beyond that, but it's pretty cool. And the worst part about going to a Brewer game is the long drive and the traffic, and the Twins game is the drive and, goodness gracious, downtown Minneapolis. So you don't have to worry about all that stuff. Hope you'll think about joining us. I will be hosting the bus Saturday, June 21st.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcast at the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
With the weather finally turning warm, now may be the perfect time to change your vehicle's oil. Don't hesitate. Swing by your local CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls. Grab everything you need to complete this job. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Fram full synthetic or full synthetic high mileage oil, plus a CarQuest premium oil filter, all for $28.99. Don't miss out on this great deal. Visit your CarQuest auto parts store today. Let them help you with your maintenance projects. CarQuest Auto Parts, 4th Avenue South, right on Highway 13 in Park Falls.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
CarQuest, locally owned and community driven, Highway 13, Park Falls.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
98Q Country.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the sky. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His
castle from a mile away. It sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. I said cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. Yeah, watch out, brother, for that long black train. That devil's driving that long black train.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The body of Pope Francis brought to St. Peter's Basilica this morning in a solemn ceremony. He will lie in state there for 3 days until his funeral on Saturday.
What comes next after Saturday's funeral and burial? The conclave, that ancient process, all the cardinals gathering in the Sistine Chapel, sworn to secrecy to choose the next pope. No date for that has been set yet. Vatican rules say it should be 15 to 20 days after the death of a pope.
ABC's Terry Moran at the Vatican. Evacuation orders have been lifted for thousands who were told to leave their homes because of a fast-moving wildfire along the Jersey Shore. The busy Garden State Parkway in New Jersey shut down because of smoke. The fire about 10% contained. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.2 shook Istanbul, Turkey today, leading people to rush out of homes and buildings in a panic. Despite some strong aftershocks, no reports of damage or injury. Stock futures pointing toward a higher open this morning. This is ABC News. There was an earthquake in Turkey today. It was a magnitude 6.2 and could be felt in Istanbul. There are, however, no reports of major damage or any injuries. It's hard to believe, but the first video was posted on YouTube on this day 20 years ago. Here's ABC's Mike DeBusky.
YouTube launched in 2005, originally as an online dating service, but soon its creators found people were using the site's video upload technology for all kinds of things and spun that into its own service. YouTube has since